I used to work in a barber shop, and sometimes I'd see fellows that I hadn't saw for many years. They'd come in there. I'd never forget their faces, but I wouldn't know the names.
I found I can forget faces, too, and that's annoying.
I don't hardly forget a face. If I ever see a man once, I put you know him again. But I do forget names. I can't remember names at all.
I have that trouble. God, I'll get better. At least I'll try.
Yes.
You mentioned the barrel. Now, did you ever take those round metal things off a barrel and roll them with a stick?
Oops.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
What did they call a man who made barrels? You remember?
I don't know. I can't call it. We used to take a stick about, say, 2 foot, 2 foot and a half long, and nail a little one crossways on it, about a foot long, and then we'd start them down the road and run them like we wanted to. But I can't, I know what to call them then, but I don't know now.
That's your exercise, isn't it?
Yeah, you get plenty of exercise.
Now, you mentioned you traded your buggy. What did you use for driving your horses? Fall off and give it a crack?
Had a buggy whip.
Did they have oxen around here when you were born?
Well, I can tell you a little story about these oxen. When we lived in Texas, we lived there about 8 years, and the people, through the summertime, didn't do anything, only go to church, and we went to these brush arbors. And my father had a yoke of cattle, and I rode to church in the ox wagon. And they'd make a pallet down for us kids, and they'd go ahead and have a time, and then we'd go back. Mm-hmm. And we lived at the edge of a timber. And it was an awful muddy lane, and the horse could hardly get through that. And my dad would go out to the lot, and folks say, Dave, we're stuck out here. We just got to get a load of wood out. We need some wood. All right, he'd just go out there and holler at one of them old say, let them here. And that old steer would walk up there, and he'd lift the yoke up, and he'd put it on his neck, and then he'd go up the other end, lift it up, and holler at the other, and come right, he'd get under here. He'd come under. He'd hook a long chain to that thing, and he'd start him out the gate, and tell him yea and haw. And they'd go around, and he wouldn't get out in the mud. He'd have that guy just hook on and take his team off. They'd just lay up there in the car for, looked like a minute before that wagon never rolled, but directly started rolling. And when it'd get done, he'd drop the chain, and then he'd holler at him, and then turn around and come back to the lot.
Wow.
He'd take it off of him.
How'd he train them that way?
I don't know. He'd just talk to them just like children, and they'd just do what he said.
Oh, boy, I bet he was fond of those.
Well, we had a span of horses, too, we used to do things, but he used them cattle a lot.
I guess they were real porters.
They are. They will never quit. They just seem like they just get there and they just get a little bit lower, and until he says whoa, they just keep trying.
Hmm. What did you call it when you put two of them together?
Yoke. We called them yoke oxen. Oh. Well, in this town here, just for a novelty, when this town was first opened up, I guess about 1903, they went to grade the streets here, and they had put 6 yoke of cattle on a grader and graded the streets here. One old man had about 6 yoke. Of course, he couldn't drive very straight. He wasn't very good. But we had the sawmill down here in the bottom, and he had a sawmill, and he loaded with them cattle because they could just drive over the brush and everything. He'd bring them up here and grade the streets with them.
What did he do? Just hook onto a log and tell them to go?
Yes, he went down there. He'd just go down and put a. He'd hook these chains from one to the other, string them out in a string, and then he'd have the back chain on the back yoke. All of them pull on the same chain. And he'd hook that to a log back in the brush, you know. And he'd drag that log out through there where you couldn't get a wagon. And he'd get it out to where you could load it on the wagon.